How do you win the audience?
How do you win the audience?
Yeah. That's like the one thing you can do, or like, do you have any...
Yeah, be funny.
Yeah.
Honestly, humor goes a long way. And most of us are funny. Most of us have a sense of humor, but we're not willing to put it out there. And if the audience laughs, like, there's no better feeling to give them. On the opposite side of that, humor pairs really well with depth, right? So some of my best speeches are the ones that get you laughing, kind of like a stand-up set in a way, telling a great story, something that really is from the heart. And all of a sudden, you're laughing, you're having a good time, and you're listening, and you hear the energy change. And it kind of gets deeper and more serious, maybe more vulnerable. And you're like, wow. And those types of combinations are so impactful because, you know, if you feel like you can laugh around someone and you can cry around someone, or you can be impacted by someone, that's everything. Yeah. But at the same time, what I just said means nothing, because how do you do that, right? How do you add humor or add impact? I think one thing we've noticed from all of the work we've done, people, it's this really, really funny thing. When you ask people, who was your favorite speaker on stage, if they're at some conference, they'll always point to the one that was the most authentic, the most herself, right? The most easygoing, conversational, natural, just someone who you feel like is so real. But when they go on stage, or when they start practicing to go on stage, or they start writing to go on stage, they emulate someone completely different. They emulate the polished speaker, the speaker that sounds eloquent or articulate or perfect. And it's this weird misconception, because you love the person that's authentic and real and raw, but you want to come across as someone who knows it all and who's polished and perfect. Yeah. So, I mean, although it is hard to just incorporate this into your day-to-day, the reality is, I mean, look at Brené Brown. Everyone loves Brené Brown. Why? She's so real. She's so vulnerable. She's so herself. Ben Zanders, if you've seen him speak, anyone who has that, just anyone who you can tell that person is so themselves on stage, doesn't matter what their script is. We first pay attention to a person's energy and whether or not we are attracted or repulsed by the way of being that they are. And if there's one pattern that we've noticed across everything, it's that people are attracted to people who are real.
What if you're shy?
Yeah, that's tough. And that's the work. That's the work. People think that, you know, if I just learn how to tell stories better, or if I just learn these speaking techniques, then all of a sudden I'll win over the crowd. Even if you do, it won't be real. Like, the whole work that I believe in so strongly is, if you're shy and you want to improve your speaking, there has to be a part of you that wants to feel less shy, more willing to be bold or more courageous or more vulnerable. That's the real work of public speaking.
You have to improve your whole life.
Yeah, it's a meta skill.